showing your love right now. Trinidad James.
Hey.
What up, boy?
What's going on?
Got here early, man. You had a chance to meet Mr. Henry.
Yes.
It changed your life.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Right.
Changed my life. I'm only saying prescription for the rest of my life.
Right.
He has a real Twitter. Follow him, M. Henry 40.
Are you following him?
I had to. It's not. It's everything. Everything else in life is disrespectful.
Why would you not want to follow that man?
I'd rather follow him than Miley Cyrus.
And don't you want to give a shout out to somebody in Albany, Georgia that had their own show?
Juice Blackberry. What's her name? Blackberry. Now, if you cuss me out, Blackberry, I'm gonna feel some type of way. But I love you, sweetheart. And you need all the prayer in Jesus and Trinidad you can get.
All right,
shout
Trinidad
out to Booty. Shout out to Booty Sheen since December 10th.
Right. Woo! We will be playing that tomorrow.
All right, now, Trinidad James, you are one of the most enigmatic people in the hip-hop game. Because like a lot of people, a lot of times, like to judge the book by its cover.
Right.
But as I dug deeper into the book and heard more interviews with you and like got your backstory, it made me have a greater appreciation for the music.
Man,
like,
I appreciate that.
This new joint you got out right now, 10 Piece Mild.
You like it?
You got one joint called Material Things.
Hard to deal with.
Man.
I appreciate that, man.
It's just one of them joints where like, you know, you think you know what it's about and you
right.
don't. You know what I'm saying? And when you actually listen, this dude has a message.
Yeah.
Hey man, I appreciate you giving me a listen. That's what I just be wanting people to do in the first place. Like, I mean, I never have a problem. If you listen to my music, you know what I'm saying? I got two projects out now. That's 20 songs. You listen to it and, you know, after you come up with it, you know, you be like, oh, I don't like your music. That's fine. That's wonderful. But at least give a brother a listen. That's all I ask for. That's not hard, you know?
Well, I think one of the best things you've expressed your opinion on is they have actually come up with a special now at American Deli, the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Because my favorite thing to eat is some wings, fries, and a drink, and you can ask for the Trinidad James special.
Which consists of what?
What's it called? It's a five-piece combo.
Really?
Five-piece combo with five wings, however you like it, teriyaki or wet, however.
Right.
You know, your choice of drink. Or whatever, nothing for Mr. Henry. This is juice drinks,
right? Juice drinks,
because it's levels to drink now.
You know what I'm saying? They repeated that on Twitter.
You know,
by the way,
I just want to make sure. You know what I'm saying? But now, definitely, we were doing that during the time. Like I did, like six listening parties not too long ago, and I want to say like three or four of them consisted at the American Deli or whatever. And like, I'm working on, you know, that whole business side of that because I mean, why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, why not?
Make money while you sleep.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it's just in general, you got to figure out new ways to always reinvent yourself and stay doing your thing, you know?
And it is.
And you said actually that's the perfect meal. Now, is it the drum and the flat or is it just.
For me personally, it's my perfect meal as far as it's all flats, two blue cheese, fries, a peach drink, and, you know, we good to go.
You like blue cheese better than ranch, huh?
I eat my ranch on salad, but blue cheese with my wings though.
No, that's all. Now, what's your favorite snack?
Man, it's the same thing. I mean, I eat like the same thing three times a day. American Deli.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They should give you the lifetime membership card the same way they did Beyonce and Popeyes. Like
they gave Beyonce I don't believe that.
Now that's the word on the street. She can go to, like, there's a particular Popeyes, like, in Houston or maybe even across the country. She can just walk in and hook up because it's Beyonce and she shouted them out.
Popeyes. Hey man, get him out of here.
She does. She says Popeyes is her favorite. She loves Popeyes. And what? You be like the Subway dude. What's his name? Jared.
Jared. Yeah.
Wow.
You could do for American Deli what Jared did for Subway.
That's crazy.
Come on, man. I got Golden Corral.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Oh man, it's hope then.
I got to take you to my spot. Golden Corral.
Come on now. I love Golden Corral.
I got a $50
and the rolls.
We go and we can go on steak there. They got that fondue fountain now, and they got cotton candy.
You have been so excited about that fondue
man,
fountain.
Man, I got a $50 gift card. Somebody gave it to me at the Bonner Brothers hair show.
Nice.
I went to that show for a little bit. That show was pretty good.
Make sure you use that gift card. We know that want to go through. Make sure you use that gift card. Don't let him pull out none with his name on it.
I like your hair too, little. Since you're talking about the hair show, I'm liking this new style. Is that like an afro or is it?
Last time I checked in the 70s, it is an afro.
Still is.
Us young people ain't gave it a new name yet, hopefully. It's all right. He just got baptized. That's why he wearing that shirt. Ricky told me to come for you. Ricky told me to come for you. You know, Ricky threw the alley. I usually don't do no snitching, hence my song. But Ricky threw the alley up off the glass. I had to go get you. I'm so sorry.
If everybody saw what Gary
we imagine we getting baptized together. Right, I might have baptized you. They ain't seen the show.
The first thing you would say, if you see Gary right now, you would sing, "Take me to the water."
Yes.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Yeah, man. Praise the Lord.